Thursday greetings, KDIX listeners. This is Julie Ellingson of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association with this week's edition of Stock Talk. Spring looks to be here and calving season's in full swing on many North Dakota ranches, and that 2025 calf crop may have the highest value of any ever raised. Sadly, some unscrupulous individuals are wanting to cash in on the healthy calves and healthy calf market. There have been several reports of stolen calves in west central North Dakota. Corby Ward, NDSA Chief Brand Inspector, reminds producers to be on the lookout for any unfamiliar vehicles in the area and to report anything suspicious to the NDSA or their local law enforcement authorities who have beefed up patrol in these areas. The NDSA has a standing reward of up to $14,000 for information leading to the arrest and conviction of livestock thieves. That was the basis of the NDSA's original formation in 1929 and a pillar of what the organization still works for today. It's day 59 of the 69th North Dakota Legislature. That means there are only 21 statutorily allowable legislative days left for lawmakers to finish their work, although they're hoping to wrap up by April 30th. The committee hearings are nearly all completed, with a focus now on committee and conference committee work. The Senate Agriculture and Veterans Affairs Committee completed its final work this morning, offering a do-pass recommendation on House Bill 1318, which deals with pesticide labels and the duty to warn. A few bills of significance to the NDSA are on the docket today. The House will vote on Senate Bill 2020, the budget bill for the NDSU Extension Service and Experiment Stations, an important tool for ag research and extension, during the 1 o'clock floor session. Then later, conference committees will meet on Senate Bill 2129, which revises the Veterinary Practice Act, and House Bill 1151, which relates to the regulation and study of cell-cultured protein. Conference committees are assigned when the two chambers pass different versions of a bill. With three representatives from each chamber, the committee negotiates a consensus version of the bill that both chambers will then consider. On the national scene, the association had a chance to meet last week with Congresswoman Julie Fedorachek, U.S. House Ag Committee Chairman G.T. Thompson, and other ag colleagues. The discussion centered on around trade, tariffs, the impending farm bill, and an NDSA-specific concern about the EID tag supply. I shared with lawmakers the continued shortage of the USDA-supplied tags in North Dakota and many neighboring Midwestern states, which will result in an unfunded mandate and extra cost to producers if not addressed. Finally, in other news, good news, the National Ag Statistics Service announced it will reinstate the July cattle inventory report after cutting it last year. The report will be released July 25th. County estimate reports for crops and livestock also will be published again. The return of these reports is a big win for cattle producers who utilize them to make important marketing decisions. These reports are not costly to produce, and they're used extensively by the U.S. ag sector. For 95 years, the North Dakota Stockmen's Association has been working to unite, protect, promote, educate, and serve the beef industry in North Dakota. To learn more, call us at 701-223-2522 or visit us at ndstockmen.org. This has been Julie Ellingson for Stock Talk. Have a great Thursday.